Hi, this is Kenny at Sherman Cymru, and I'm here with Amy Hodge, Associate Director of Sherman Cymru and Director of Measure for Measure. Right. Hello.
Hiya.
Right. We've just had a question from at West End Geek, and they want to know a bit more about the Measure for Measure. She asks, what about this particular play made the team choose it for the Sherman?
Well, we thought it's we mainly do new writing, so we are trying to do in our repertoire throughout the year one classic, and we thought doing a Shakespeare would be a good idea. Mm-hmm. So I've read lots and lots of plays, lots and lots of Shakespeare's. Some I'd never read before, some I knew well, and Measure for Measure just really, really struck me and struck a chord with everyone in the team. Mm. The themes are still incredibly relevant today. It's language and the speeches in it, of course, are as beautiful as ever. It's on the syllabus, which is a very practical but useful reason for doing it. Mm-hmm. And I just thought that the sex in it, the power in it, the corruption in it was very exciting. Mm. It's got one of the best female characters written by Shakespeare in Isabella. Mm-hmm. As a female director, that was appealing to me. And I could really see how and why there was value in doing it for a modern audience.
Excellent. And what inspired the set?
The set was largely inspired by the two big factors, the text and the location that we chose to do it in. So it was about the relationship between power, a world of sex that we're trying to build, and how those two themes spoke to the building, the provincial that we had chosen to use as our location.
It used to be the old.
Used to be the old NatWest Bank. Yeah, exactly. So.
And the old red light district.
And that area was the old red light district, exactly. So, part of the reason for choosing the provincial originally was to do with the fact that it is in the old red light district, and of course, the main sort of beginning of the play and the main thing around the play is that the whole world, there's loads of sex going on and how people feel about that, and so getting that right and making the world of sex live was very important. So then we came to this idea of a sex club, and we had the song which we wanted to use, so we took a sonnet which again spoke to the themes of the play, put that in, and then I guess the language just came. We wanted to use a saxophone player, so all these things combined together to make it feel like we needed some sort of feel of a sex club, while using the beautiful architecture of the building to support the scenes when we're in a state.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
All right, no worries.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Measure for Measure will be on at the Provincial down the bay until the 5th of December. Book online at www.shermancymru.co.uk, and remember to follow us on Twitter or find us on Facebook.